gentlemen.
God damn it, Cash, shut the fuck up and I'm doing the fucking intro. This is Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be here tonight. I'm not sure what my role is at this point. With me tonight, we have, of course, the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
So Shelby's never been a part of that sort of an intro of that freak out, and you broke her a little. She was laughing hysterically.
Good.
Hi, everybody.
I've done my job. With us tonight, the Game Master tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
We've also got with us, of course, Shelby Chan.
Hello.
The man himself, Tanner Calvert, who will help. Hi. And the Kazman's here with us tonight. All right. Ow, my coffee still burns. So, full disclosure, I was originally not going to be here tonight. I was taking the week off from the shows. Just to take a week off. I wasn't like going to quit the show again. I just needed some time away, but clearly I did not do that. So I'm here instead. Lindsay said she was going to create a game for the show tonight since I wasn't going to be here. Well,
we're kids say that a lot.
We're keeping the game, even though I'm still here. The problem is I can't play because I don't have a notebook. So
I just don't understand how a human being, an adult human, does not have pen and paper. In their
analog.
Go in the kitchen and get one of the menus from the takeout or delivery. It's in one of the drawers.
There's definitely like a Marco's like stick on somewhere. Like,
well, I'll tell you
go
what,
outside. If I find one of your neighbor's phone books is sitting out there.
If I had Little Caesars, I would use their menu because I'm not going back to Little Caesars because
open the trash can and get us. A box from the other day.
Little Caesars is, before we start the show tonight, Little Caesars is your motherfucker of the week, by the way. Little Caesars, who completely boned our order and embarrassed themselves horribly with us. I won't even get into details about it. Let's just say Little Caesars ain't getting my business. And after what happened to Bob today, they ain't getting his business either. So,
What did Little Caesars do to you?
So on Sunday, I decided that I was going to watch WWE Fastlane, and I was going to enjoy pizza
actually,
when I did it.
I can use this with
that. I'm going to wait. Okay, there.
Go ahead.
I was going to watch Fastlane and order pizza. I ended up ordering pizza for myself and Lindsay. We went to go pick it up. We were like 10 minutes late, and it still wasn't ready. So they asked us to sit out in front of the store. We sat out there for about an hour almost, and they never brought it out to us. I finally went in and said, hey, where's our pizza? And they told me it still wasn't ready. And then one of the other employees just pointed at the warmer and said, it's there. It's been there. So then I got my cold pizza. I was so pissed off at that point, and I wanted to get home and watch Fastlane because I was already late. So we go home, and I only got to see about 30 minutes of Fastlane. I missed the entire show. And Lindsay ordered a stuffed crust pretzel pizza. What Lindsay got was a regular pizza, not stuffed crust, not even
with
pretzel.
With the pretzel pizza toppings.
And salt on regular pizza bread. That's what Lindsay got. So,
yeah. Oh, no.
Good job, Little Caesars and Cape. And then today, Bob came by and visited me, and he also ordered Little Caesars. He got the same thing Lindsay got. He got this pretzel stuffed crust pizza, right? Well, when he got it home, it was just a regular pepperoni pizza. So, fuck. Mates,
that sounds awesome. Pretzel stuffed crust.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you check it before you leave. Yeah. So fuck those guys. Little Caesars, you're the motherfuckers of the week.
Man, the Cape Little Caesars used to be so good too.
Back when girls used to stalk us, those were the days.
Well, when you look at their staff through the window and they look like a deer caught in headlights and a small herd of bros.
Yeah, I know.
Come up with...
All right.
What's the plural for like a group of bros? I'm sure somebody's got a good one out there.
I found out recently that did you know a group of ferrets is called a business?
Yes, I did know that.
They are so professional.
Badass.
I'm just picturing a bunch of ferrets in business suits now.
Business ferrets.
Draw it.
Just all walking up together with briefcases.
Kaz, draw it. Draw the ferret with the business suit. We also found there's a fluffle of something and a cuddle of something, and I forget what they are. And I feel terrible. But Little Caesars is what I eat when I'm depressed. Well, Little Caesars depressed me, and now I can't eat them.
Is it a cuddle of puffins? I feel like they're cuddles.
I don't know. I'll have to ask Maria. She's the one that told me all these. But the point is a business affairance.
Oh, there you go. Don't forget to add broke to that, because that was me like right after college. I was depressed and broke. So there was a lot of $5 hot and readies in my life.
Maria just answered, by the way. It's a group of bunnies is a fluffle, and a snuggle is a group of sloths.
Oh, I want that.
Which, by the way,
that makes sense.
We do not appreciate or promote sloths on this show. So you take your sloth business elsewhere.
Shelby supports this.
Yes, Shelby. Yes, very much.
No, a fluffle of bunnies, on the other hand.
Hold on.
Tanner, don't go there. Don't go there.
Have you seen their nasty little claws? They live in their own filth. They eat their own shit. What do you mean, what's wrong with them?
Oh, wait, what is this?
Sloth.
They don't eat... once a month, and they have to come down and take a big one, and it's like a third of their body weight.
And then they eat it.
Hey, so nutrients. Wrong. It's called recycling. They are very efficient.
No, Shelby, you should know
that's better than fusion.
Shelby, you know all about recycling. You watch Chris Chan. Chris Chan recycles his own semen. Yeah.
He stopped doing that, we think. We think.
All right. Lindsay, now that that's out of the way, and I've explained to most people, and I will say it again, for you that weren't here earlier when we did the pre-show, there will be no politics talk tonight. There will be no serious talk. In fact, going forward, we won't be talking about that stuff as much here on the show. You can stay tuned to our all-new Saturday show, where I will be discussing all of the stuff no one else wants to talk about because it's not fun.
But I enjoy talking about politics on Thursday.
Well, Jesse, what do you do on Saturdays?
I'll have to hop on Saturday.
Yeah. Well...
we'll talk.
I was about to blame the pandemic and say like nothing because of pandemic, but it really is just because like I'm a loser and I don't do shit on Saturdays.
You hang out
with none of us do.
You work on Saturdays every other
Saturday.
Yeah. Really every quick, other Saturday.
Let's give a quick shout out to Jesse Kimball real quick for being a loser. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
A group of vultures is called a wake. That makes sense.
I did know about that one.
That makes sense. Wait, I got one though. Maria, I bet you don't know this. What is a group of trash birds called? I bet she doesn't know.
That's a Podzilla original.
That's a Podzilla original.
If you're a longtime fan, you'll know what it is, but otherwise it's gonna be a mystery to you.
I'm pretty sure it would just be Zane Lane. He would be the only one to know. A group.
Hey, Ciro might.
It Tanner's correct. A group of trash birds is called a stuckbon.
Trash
fuck
birds.
I almost blew coffee all over myself. All right.
Ew.
All right, y'all, let's get on with this. Lindsay, tell us what we're doing tonight.
Okay, well, before I do you want to be scorekeeper since you're not playing, or is everyone going to give their consent that you can just type it on your phone or just say it afterwards? You know what, I'm fine with you just saying it if you keep your hands up. You have to be a moose.
All right, hold on. You want proof? Watch this. Here's my phone. Watch this.
Okay.
Watch this.
Yeah, but you're at Phone's your gone. Computer.
You would hear Jesse tell her with these keys. She okay, would, you would enough. Hear me clicking.
Hear the typing.
Yeah. That's where, like, I didn't think about the phone the first time, like Shannon mentioned it, and I was like, okay, can you hear my fucking keys? And Shannon's like, you can use your phone. I'm like, oh, he right, I could have.
Okay.
All right. I will say the answer.
All right.
But that still does not explain what we're doing.
Well, I'm getting there. Okay. So basically, we are going to test your guys' trivia knowledge because we all enjoy it. But we're going to do it as a mini competition. Basically, every question you get right, you're going to get a point. These are all either multiple choice or true and false questions, but the initial goal is to answer them without the choices. If you all choose to, like, say you don't feel like you know it, you can as a group choose to get the multiple choice questions. If you know the answer, but the other ones want it, the person that knows it can say, okay, I have what I want, and they can allow the other ones to do multiple choice if they want. So Shannon, say you know the answer.
More points for doing it without multiple choice.
Let's say Shannon, for instance, you know the answer, but the others are like, we want multiple choice. You can either burn them and be like, no, you have to answer something and still get 1 point, or you can get 2 points if you're correct and allow the rest of them to do multiple choice.
Okay.
But it has to be a group consensus as far as if everyone uses multiple choice.
Okay.
And your theme tonight is Disney, but it is going to be everything owned by Disney. So Disney, Marvel, Star Wars.
Oh, okay. I'm back. Okay.
You good?
I guess.
Tanner's shaking his head.
I'm good.
Kaz is having fun erasing.
Oh, I just realized that you can see the mouse. So I'm just like, I'm touching Tanner's face. I'm stroking it.
Oh, I can see the mouse. Okay. Anywho.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. Any questions before we start with my convoluted rules?
I figure let's just jump into it and we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to ask the question. You guys attempt to answer it without it. If you don't feel confident in it, you can be like, hey, let's do multiple choice.
Okay.
And if someone is all like, well, I know it, then just speak up, but don't say what it is, obviously.
Don't go through that.
Why?
I will also suggest if you decide to go with multiple choice, write down the answer so you can ponder it and then pick your answer.
Fine.
What about the people in the chat when they inevitably throw out answers before?
The only people looking in the chat is you.
We can make that our timer. If somebody answers it in the chat and we haven't.
Oh, no.
No. Okay. All right, everyone. No,
30 seconds behind.
No one look
they
at
got
the,
Google.
No one look at the chat. I won't look at the chat until after I answer. You have my word.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And Shannon, since Shannon isn't writing down, he's the one who has to say his answer first.
Okay.
Okay.
That's sus.
All right. And we shall begin. Which birthday is Rapunzel about to celebrate when Flynn Rider appears?
Hey, Google. Can you guys hear? Hold on. Let me mute me real quick.
No.
I still have not seen this movie.
I know the answer.
Does anybody else want multiple choice?
I think I know it.
Do we get penalized for getting it wrong?
No, you just don't get a point.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, when you guys do yours, show them. But Shannon has to go first because he.
Oh, you didn't kill it.
Doesn't have anything to show.
You missed it.
All right, so
Kaz,
should I
just being silly?
Should I answer now?
That's as close as I'm gonna get.
It's 18.
Are we not doing multiple choice?
No, unless you guys say yes, I want multiple choice, or hey, we want multiple choice. The goal is to answer it without it.
Something tells me the laws were different then.
This is what I'm going with.
Okay.
I
mean, you guys can say it for the audio people. We can take turns going through them.
17. My guess was 16.
I also said 18.
18.
The correct answer is 18.
Legal, damn. Baby. Wait.
So Tanner and Shannon each get a point.
I'm sticking with 83.
Well, that's in horse years.
Yes, she was getting ready to celebrate her 18th birthday.
Flynn Rider is not a creep. Flynn Rider was awesome.
I love Flynn. Yeah.
I will watch this movie someday.
It's so good. You need to.
It is good.
Flow Rider.
It's got Andy Moore in it.
Well,
also Tanner, you question. Tanner, do not show your answer to the screen before I answer.
Yeah, let Shannon answer first because
you will hear me say it audibly. Tanner,
look.
Well.
Right. Okay. Right. Do we need to like present an order in which you guys give your answers so that there's no chaos?
Yes. All right.
Well, Shannon. Shelby, Jesse, me, Cass.
Yes,
I was going to say that's just the way it goes across the screen.
But
okay,
I think that at that point, though, we should say, like, your answer is already written before we start doing that.
Yes.
And then, like, you just have, you pin up after we all say we have our answers.
That's fine.
Okay.
I am fine with that. Okay. Next.
I will help.
In Thor Dark World, which Avenger does Loki briefly appear as?
Which one?
In Thor: Dark World, which Avenger does Loki briefly appear as? I suck at reading.
Oh God, hold on, let me think about this. All right, I got it.
I don't remember.
I got mine.
We'll wait till everybody else has their answer, and then I'll go first. Pins up when your answer's done.
Hiding mine from Shelby.
You could help me out.
No, Caleb, you're wrong.
I don't remember. It's just going to be a guess.
Sometimes that's half the fun.
Ready, Cass? You good? All right, I will go first.
All right.
My guess is Captain America.
Okay, Shelby?
I'm going to say the Hulk.
Jesse?
It is, in fact, Captain America.
Damn it.
You got to show Tanner. Your panner to the screen, though. Awesome. Yeah.
Captain America.
Say, I thought it the wrong movie.
His pappy! His pappy!
His pappy!
All right, wrong so movie. Tanner, Shannon, and Jesse each get a point. Because it is indeed Captain America.
Yes. It's America's ass right there.
Damn it.
You did that.
She'll be marking me.
I did it.
Zero, it's not She-Hulk, but She-Hulk is getting her own show.
No.
Or something similar to it.
I'm really excited about that. Yeah, the show's going to be good. I like She-Hulk a lot.
All right, Lindsay, keep going so I can dominate this.
In Guardians of the Galaxy 2, what other fictional character does Yondu holler out that he is?
Oh.
Do. Shannon, raise your hands.
Got my pen up.
I see that. Kaz is still writing. Tanner's still writing. Tanner is ready.
House 100. This is our hand signal. This is what they were trying. This is what they were trying to get me to do with the show on Saturday. Fuck no. What am I got? Fucking binoculars? No. Absolutely not.
Kaz, you set?
Yep.
Mary Poppins.
Shelby?
Mary Poppins.
Jesse?
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Tanner?
It's very small.
Mary Poppins. All right. And Kaz as well. Everybody gets a point for Mary Poppins. I still enjoyed the cosplayers at Cape Comic Con last year, that there was a lady dressed up as Mary Poppins and her husband was dressed up as Yondu, and they were just walking around together.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all.
Mary Poppins luck.
Elon Musk was a good guess, Zero. That was my second choice.
I liked the Dave Bautista.
Bautista.
Okay. What kind of gold is pursued in Pirates of the Caribbean: Curse of the Black Pearl? Very funny, Shannon. Flipping us the birds in the process.
I guess we should.
Tanner, is that you're ready, or is that you want to suggest multiple choice?
I'm suggesting multiple choice.
Do you guys want multiple choice?
I would not be upset about multiple choice.
No multiple choice.
Shannon doesn't want multiple choice.
No, okay.
Wait, so what happens?
No, okay. We'll do multiple choice. We'll do multiple choice.
If everybody agrees,
well, yeah,
to do multiple,
say,
choice,
Kaz and Shelby,
you can
also
get
have to
multiple choice.
Choice.
Yeah. It's up to you guys.
I'm like water. I'm ready to flow. Let's do it.
All right.
We want multiple choice for this one?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Is it A, Mayan, B, Incan, C, Aztec, or D, Roman?
That would be multiple choice. I was way off.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tells me I got this wrong.
Hum and bob our heads.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are ready.
I don't know this one, but I'm going to take a swig at it.
Okay.
Everybody got their answer? All right.
Ready. Okay, Shannon?
Aztec.
Shelby?
Aztec.
Jesse?
C.
Which was Aztec.
Okay.
Tanner.
Aztec.
Kaz.
Incan.
No. The correct answer was Aztec.
That was a guess. It's always see, y'all.
It's not always see, y'all. It is not always see.
Whoa, 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 guys. Guys, breaking news. Breaking
guys,
news.
Guys.
Michaela Minton's never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are we going to have to make a list of movies that
is
you
that
need
breaking?
To watch, Michaela?
Is that breaking, though?
My favorite thing is when she thanked me for telling her to watch American Horror Story. I was like, I specifically told you not to watch American Horror Story.
Shannon, Shannon. Shannon. The ghost got her pregnant.
No.
You can't say that after I've taken a drink.
Okay, moving on. Approximately, how many forms of communication does C-3PO know?
Bitch.
Multiple.
Multiple. That's the right answer.
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah. No, that's not one of the choices, but I can give you multiple choice if you wish.
Multiple.
Yes, multiple. Okay.
Yeah. I kind of want to just burn you guys. I think I know it.
Jesse, you can take the option if you've got it written to take two points if you're right.
Let's go multiple choice.
Okay. Is it A, more than 100,000? B, more than 7 million? C, more than 3 million? Or D, more than 500,000?
I got it.
I feel like picking A means you picked all of them.
I've got my hand in the form of it whenever you guys are.
Can you say those again for me?
A is 100,000. B is 7 million. C is 3 million. And D is 500,000.
Jesse, don't you show. We can all see you.
I've already written mine. I've already written
okay.
mine.
Okay.
Because I was not correct. Because my answer was not one of the ones that she gave out.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
No, Michaela. Shannon? Is everybody set? Kaz, were you done writing? Is that a D?
It's a B.
Is that what you're saying? It's a
B. It's supposed to be a B.
Okay, yeah, it was backwards on my screen. Okay, yeah, so Shannon's going with 7 million. Shelby?
Over 500,000?
Okay. Oh, no. Jesse?
I'm pretty sure that Shannon is correct that it is in fact B.
You're also going with 7 million?
Yeah.
Oh. Tanner?
I'm going with A.
A for 100,000. And Kaz, what is your answer?
This one, that one,
C for 3 million.
Boop, more than some. Okay. Woo.
The correct answer is more than 7 million. So Shannon and Jesse both get points.
I was sure that it was 6 million for some reason, but
see,
that's what I had written down.
I had the number seven stuck in my head.
7 million.
Yeah, I knew it was in the millions.
I like the answers in the group chat. 420, Trifitty, 69.
There's a whole lot of 69s out there.
Yeah, there is. Woo!
It goes to show. Yeah. It's an interesting viewership.
You know what? But as long as they're all having fun.
But what if who's 69ing is the smoking man and the alien?
Well, they were already caressing each other in a photo I took a long time ago because the alien fell down and he was like checking on it.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm just hoping Lindsay's keeping track because I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
I am. I have a pad. I'm keeping track. In The Lion King, what is Zazu's official title? Shannon's face is making me think he wants multiple choice.
I'm fine with multiple choice.
I think I know.
Kaz does. He's writing something
down. You can write it down and go for 2 points.
Again, if anyone wants to write it down first and allow the rest to do multiple choice, if you get it correct, you will get two.
I've got mine written down.
Okay.
But I can go multiple if I want.
Importantly, I think if you write it down and go that route, you cannot then choose a letter when you hear your answer not in the letters.
No, you can't. You got to keep your hands and paper in the camera if you are going to go for two.
Hands up.
No, okay, I need multiple choice. I was right, and that don't mean it's right.
All right,
so
Lindsay.
You're calling for multiple choice?
Yes. Make
are we doing multiple choice?
Make with it.
All right.
Okay.
No one, Tanner, do you still want to take yours at face value?
There's the answer I've gotten is a two word answer, but we've got two options of how it's done. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to use.
Explaining this. What?
Well, you need to make a decision quickly, because if they want multiple choice, we're getting it.
Are you convincing yourself?
Go ahead. I don't care about
spelling as long as it's the correct thing.
No, it's not that. It's two different words to begin the phrase with. Go ahead. I got my 2-point answer.
It's okay. Not Hakuna Matata. Damn. That's just a wonderful phrase.
Okay. Tanner, if you are sticking with it, tablet up, please, where we can't see your answer. Okay. So, your choices are A, Majordomo, B, Steward, C, Butler, or D, Attendant.
Okay.
I'm gonna make random noises till we're ready.
I wasn't anywhere near knowing this one.
No.
Everybody ready? Shannon is slowly hating me.
Well, because Disney, like, you know, Disney's a bunch of bullshit. Just more white liberal media.
That's actually more true than it should be.
Yeah. Especially
Shannon, are you ready?
Yeah. The answer I want to give is Majordomo, because that's just a cool title, but I'm pretty sure it's Steward, because that sounds super uppity, and that bird's real uppity. So, I'm going to go with Steward B.
Shelby?
I went Majordomo, because I liked it. Jesse?
I also went with, B. I have been crossing out the old ones.
No, that's fine. I can see that.
Yes, Tanner. I'm going with B.
I was wrong.
Okay.
What, you're not going to give an answer?
I thought it was like Vizier, like Grand Vizier, Royal Vizier, something like that.
That's Jafar.
That was Jafar.
Jafar!
And Kaz, Sir Burjude, Majordomo. The correct answer is Majordomo.
Fuck
damn it. Damn it.
My logic was right there with Shannon's. Like, that is an uppity ass word for a butler, and that sounds right to me.
Always go with what sounds cool.
Yeah, but yes. But the bird's not cool. The bird's uppity. That's an uppity fucking bird.
Your bird, dude.
And, like, she said Majordomo, and I immediately thought of, like, what was that? Like the pedo monster. I don't know why that came to mind, but
Lindsay. Who plays Zazu in the live action film?
The live action is John Oliver.
Does John Oliver seem like a Majordomo to you? That's all I'm asking. Because that dude's straight up Steward. If they would have had it, if one of the answers would have been Fancy Lad, I would have picked that. But it wasn't. Okay.
He's all right. The fancy man.
We ready for the next question?
I had confidence in it. I was like, yeah, that sounds kind of right. And yeah. I like it.
Okay. Next.
It's a party in the USA.
What is the one thing... Shannon, you done? You done? You good? Okay. What is the...
I got something right.
Yes. Kaz, you have 2 points right now. What is the
How many
one
points do
thing
I have?
On Earth? Shannon, you have 5. You and Jesse are tied with 5. Shelby has 3 and Tanner has 4. What is the one thing on Earth that Pepper Potts is allergic to?
Oh.
Wait. I feel like that meme where the dude's like at the bottom of the stairway or the 3. Like he's in like last place, but he's got the champagne. He's like, yeah.
Hey, Google.
That's a great name.
What was the question?
What is the one thing on Earth that Pepper Potts is allergic to?
Shit.
Michaela, that's not right, but that's hilarious.
I have no fucking clue.
Do we want multiple choice?
Yes.
That ain't gonna help. I bet you it ain't going to help.
Tanner, Jesse, and Shelby do not.
I mean, he can take it if he wants.
He can take it if he wants.
I think this is right.
I'm almost positive it's right because I just watched this one recently.
Well, it's been a minute for me, but I think this is it. All right, I know the exact scene. I can play the scene in my head. There's a mystery right there. Like I'm not 100% sure, but I think this is it.
Fuck it, I'm already shaking up my champagne.
All right, everyone else has already answered, so I'll take peppermint. I have no idea.
Shelby?
I also said peppermint.
What?
Jesse?
strawberries.
Tanner?
I think.
Tanner?
Rabbits. Raving ones. And nuts. Cats?
The correct answer is strawberries.
Yep. I was thinking about the giant rabbit scene, and I can hear her saying, "But I'm definitely allergic to rabbits."
Because Tony grabs, I knew there were berries. Yeah, he grabbed berries, and then he offered them to Pepper. He's like, "That is the one thing in the world I'm allergic to." It's and like, he's like, "I knew it was something with strawberries."
He was trying to apologize, and she's on the phone, and he hands her the thing, and she just kind of looks at him and shakes her head, and as soon as she gets off the phone, she's like, the one thing on this earth that I am allergic to.
I just assumed it was peppermint because her name's Pepper Potts. It's a joke. You know?
It would be very funny.
Yeah.
It would be, yeah.
I just like that Shannon and I have had like the same thought process on these last few questions.
You guys are just on the same wavelength, that's all.
I'm pretty sure it's a Silent Hill thing where they took part of me, the good part of me out, like they did Alyssa, and turned it into Shelby and put her somewhere, and I'm what's left. I'm the Danny DeVito to her Arnold Schwarzenegger and Twins.
You know? Had to run to get something.
Nope, he's running again.
Or he's setting off lights. I don't know what he's doing.
He's good.
Kaz, you okay?
My burrito just arrived.
Yeah!
Are you good?
Yeah!
All right, let's move along.
Moving right along.
Please stop interrupting me.
In search of confounding good news.
Who wrote the soundtrack for Tarzan?
Well, Jesse knows it.
Jesse does know it.
And I do not.
Shannon wants to shoot me. Remember, multiple choice is an option.
But multiple only if everyone choice. Agrees to it, right?
Yes, and Jesse has the option to okay it, and he can take 2 points if he's right.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take 2 points. You guys can go right on to multiple choice if you want. I'm very confident.
I'm all right with this.
Who's the one that did the song "A Wing My Wit, A Wing My Wit"?
That's the Tolkiens. Did they do "Lion Sleeps Tonight"?
I love that your mic cut out.
So do the fans, probably. Yeah.
Okay, the rest of you, are we doing multiple choice?
Yes.
Tanner, are you going to allow them to do multiple choice as well and take your twosies?
Yeah.
Okay. For you of the three. Are you done singing?
I like to sing.
Kaz is getting his burrito. Hang on.
Hi, Jane.
Yes.
Bye, Jane.
Okay. So your multiple choices on who wrote the Tarzan soundtrack.
I'm not going to hear it.
Is A, Phil Collins. B, Paul Simons. C, Alan Menken, or D, Elton John?
All right, I'm ready. Everybody ready?
Everybody else set? Shelby, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, Shannon?
Alan Menken.
Okay, Shelby?
I still didn't know. Phil Collins.
Jesse?
Phil Collins.
Hey. Tanner?
Well, I know I'm wrong.
And Kaz. It was Phil Collins.
Damn. Also, Michaela put the correct answer in the chat.
Did she really?
Super fast, too.
Yeah, so Michaela, don't answer him in the chat.
Hey,
answers only.
No. You know what, though? I'm glad she did that, because that proves that I'm not looking, because I still got it wrong.
Well, not
same. I was about to say, because I saw Tanner like get real excited right after she wrote it, and I was like,
oh, yeah. Oh, no, hold on. For the record, no one is accepting Michaela's answer as the right ones. Michaela,
she said,
go ahead, Tanner.
As soon as she said Tarzan, in my head, I hear doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it's all drums.
Yeah, I'm like, Phil Collins, Phil Collins.
But yeah, I'll be careful listening to the crowd. This is the same people that says 69 for...
Yeah.
That's why I said troll answers only, not correct answers.
Especially Michaela.
I don't believe shit coming through this feed.
I don't even think Michaela's seen her own feed.
Because I saw it, like, Michaela, she sent it, and she was like, it's Phil Collins! And then, like, two people liked it, and then she immediately wrote after one, the only one I knew.
No, see, I love all of y'all out there, especially those that come watch our live show. But I don't. I'm not a trivia. I ain't believing
it. No trust. No trust.
Nope.
All right. Who voiced Thomas in Pocahontas?
Fuck.
Wait, which one was Thomas?
He was which John Pocahontas. He's the younger kid that John Smith saved from falling off the boat.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Hey,
animated or live action?
Animated. They haven't done a live action.
I know who played John Smith. Does that count?
Yeah.
No. True. No, it doesn't.
I don't even know that. I don't know any voice actor from Pocahontas.
Which character? The raccoon?
No, Thomas. No.
The raccoon?
Thomas the raccoon, yeah. No, he's right. He's right.
All
right,
multiple choice. A, Don Johnson. B, Christian Bale. C, Robin Williams. Or D, Steve Guttenberg.
I already know it. Also, to answer your question, Jesse, it was Mel Gibson voices John Smith.
Yes.
John Smith, yeah.
Oh.
Who was that?
What was the last one?
Steve Guttenberg.
The last one was Steve Guttenberg.
Who makes Steve Guttenberg
a star? I knew you were
going to
do that.
We do.
I knew you were going to go there.
All right. I'm ready.
All right, I need A and C real quick.
A was Don Johnson and C was Robin Williams.
What's up, guys? Stay subscribed to the channel. Make sure you hit like. Join me on. No, I don't know how they do it. It's fine.
Those things. What he said.
Click that bell.
Follow the social. That
one. Follow us on the socials.
On the internet.
All right, you guys ready?
No, Caleb. It's not John Johnson.
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody else?
Tanner, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Christian Shannon. Bale.
That's Shelby. A good answer.
Steve Guttenberg, I don't know.
Jesse?
I also said D, Steve Guttenberg.
Tanner?
Christian Bale.
And Kaz?
Don Guns Johnson.
The correct answer is Christian Bale.
Oh, shit.
Here's how I got my answer. I've never seen Pocahontas. I know Mel Gibson's in it, which she said...
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Nope. Me neither. That's why I was like the raccoon.
The one thing I
saw Pocahontas back in the 90s.
Same.
She said young man or whatever, and I was like, okay, I'm adding up the ages of Robin Williams, Steve Guttenberg, and Don Johnson. Thing is, like, it ain't
any
them.
Of those people could have voiced a kid.
Yeah.
Like
no,
not Robin Williams.
Not yeah. Don Johnson. That's a man.
That's why I didn't pick him.
That's a man.
But
Robin Williams could definitely voice a little kid.
That dude was born with a beard.
And I was like, Steve Guttenberg. So yeah, sure, why not?
Does anyone even? All right, truth what? Time. Does anyone even? Other than Lindsay, you keep out of this. Does anyone even know who Steve Guttenberg is? Name one movie Steve Guttenberg was in.
Can't do that.
They got a museum or like.
I'm not allowed to say.
All right, Lindsay.
Like, I know who he is, but
you're gonna feel really silly. All right, Tanner, you got a guess?
I know one.
What is it?
Mean Green.
Forget Tanner. Lindsay, tell them the obvious answer.
Fuck you. That is a good movie.
Police Academy.
Three men and a baby. Three men and a little lady.
I was going for the obscure, not like everyone
just,
knows.
Just leave it on
not
Police Academy.
Mean Green, that movie was
that the soccer movie?
It was.
Apparently, yeah. Tanner, not everyone knows about Police Academy.
Who?
Literally no, Tanner, everyone knows on this fucking show,
okay,
Tanner!
Guys. No, you guys,
we've all seen Police Academy here.
I say yes. The way you remember Guttenberg locally is in Police Academy, he was Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one doing the Mahoneying.
Go on with the list.
Okay. This one you automatically get multiple choice because it's part of the question. So.
Well, okay.
Which crime is not found on Jyn Erso's rap sheet? forging imperial documents, shipjacking. Sorry. A, forging imperial documents. B, shipjacking. C, petty theft. Or D, impersonating a stormtrooper.
I already knew it. You didn't have to tell me that.
That's because you love Rogue One.
I'm guessing on this one. I don't remember.
I didn't see Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen any of the sequels.
Motherfucker.
What's wrong, Shannon?
Tanner, you set?
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon?
I'm gonna tell you my answer and two things with it. One, it's a guess. Even though I've seen it, I don't remember this. But I'm gonna tell you why I guessed it. I guess D, impersonating a stormtrooper, because there are no female stormtroopers. So why would she impersonate one?
Because their armor all looks the same. I said C.
Jesse?
I said D for the same reason.
Okay. It's just logical. Tanner?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
All right, B.
You said no. B?
No, C, what? Petty theft. I don't know how I got my letters mixed up. C, yeah, okay. Petty theft.
Dyslexia. And Kaz is also going with C, petty theft.
Jesse, I'm pretty sure they're right.
The correct answer is D, impersonating a stormtrooper.
Oh, hell yeah! Jesse, what up?
High five. There it is.
I mean, that armor, anyone could wear it and look like a dude. That's and just fucking...
Ciro just busted us out. What? He said Phasma? Damn it, he's right.
Phasma was after Erso, though.
That's true.
Like, she was way after Erso.
And she did have some sweet-ass custom chrome armor.
That she didn't do shit with.
Nope.
One of the biggest crimes in the entire new trilogy, what they did to Captain Phasma.
Yeah. Maybe she'll get redeemed at some point. Probably not.
In the comics, I mean, probably.
They redeemed Boba.
Yeah. Sorry, Jesse. Here's another one you're not going to know the Boba. Answer to.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Multiple choice, please. Yeah.
What is the name of the pub in Tangled?
Multiple choice, please.
Why do we keep Multiple. Going back to the Tangled well? There are so many Disney films.
It just
films.
Happened to be what I pulled. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She knows we don't know the answer.
I pulled 90% of these questions off the internet from different places, not all just out of my head. So
pretty sure this one's it's called the Pig Fucker. I'm almost positive.
Newt's eye or some bullshit, I'm sure.
I was
does
like,
anyone
I was
does
like
anyone multiple choice. Multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
I want multiple choice, yeah.
Multiple choice, please.
Kaz, Tanner.
Yeah. Multiple. Yeah.
What's up, Caleb Tripp? What's up, Jonathan Wheeler?
All right.
Tangle's that one with the person with the hair, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. Is the name of the pub A, the Cuddly Kitten? B, the Snuggly Duckling.
C, the Business of Ferrets.
The Fluffy Puppy. Or D, the Nuzzly Bunny.
All of these sound not right.
The real answer is, who gives a shit?
Okay. I need B and D.
The options again?
Yeah.
A, the Cuddly Kitten. B, the Snuggly Duckling. C, the Fluffy Puppy, or D, the Nuzzly Bunny.
All right, I got mine. Jonathan, I'm doing fantastic. Jonathan, I am rolling. Fuck, now I want to watch
I am rolling.
I want to watch Tombstone now.
That's a good movie.
Are there any Tombstone questions on this show?
Tombstone is not Disney, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is.
Okay, we
that's
all said
that's a princess.
Yeah, let's do it.
That is a princess.
Shannon,
B, the Snuggly Duckling.
Shelby,
also B, the Snuggly Ducky.
Going for the alliteration of the Cuddly Kitten with A.
Ooh, that's very Marvel.
B, Cuddly Snuggly Duck.
So I first thought the Beer Palace.
The Beer Palace.
The multiple choice. I figured it was the one with the duck.
Yes, it is the Snuggly Duckling.
Damn it!
But it should have been the Beer Palace, though.
It should have been the Beer Palace. That's true.
Well, the whole point of it is it has the cute cutesy out name, and then inside is just like thugs and brutes and craziness. But I just like Rapunzel's thing when he's like, we can go to the Snuggly Duckling. She's like, I like ducklings.
Lindsay, can we hit him with Iceland?
Yes.
Can we get a tally of those scores?
They all got drunk and somebody got shot.
Can we get those scores real quick?
What? Scores at the moment. Shannon has 8.
I'm winning.
Tanner also has 8.
What?
Yes. Because he and Jesse did a 2-pointer on one of them. Jesse is currently in lead with 9. Shelby is sitting at 5. And Kaz, you have 4.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Kaz and I.
Okay. All right. Here's an easy one for you guys.
Because they got a dream.
Yeah.
We'll They've got a dream.
I'm sure at the rate we're going, you're probably going to beat me.
How many people can comfortably fit in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon?
I know the answer. I don't want multiple choice.
Are we sitting or standing? Like, can we comfortably sit
in the cockpit?
I'm holding my answer up.
I know you're ready. Tanner is ready. Okay. She looks deep in thought.
Wait,
Shelby is ready. Jesse is ready.
Caleb, what do you mean someone reported you? Who reported you, Caleb?
Kaz, you good to go? Shannon, was your answer, sir?
I'm just assuming it would be like, I'm trying to remember how, it's 4. I said 4. Comfortably. Shelby?
2.
Jesse?
I also said 2.
Tanner?
3.
And Kaz? Shannon is correct with 4.
Oh. Damn.
You got the 2 front seats and the 2 back seats.
That's what I thought.
I remember the image of like, more than two people, but I'm trying to remember if they were standing or sitting, and I couldn't think.
That's where I was at.
Then with 2 people is the two, or more than 2 people is the 2 sitting, and then there were 3 people like fucking leaning in from the back.
That's the image I had in my head. Leaning in.
That was the one I was like,
that did not seem comfortable.
They were sitting and leaning forward. They could have been comfortable. They chose not to be.
They chose not to be. All right. What is Nick Fury's middle name?
Oh, shit. I used to know this.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement? Multiple choice?
Something tells me it starts with an L.
You're wrong. It starts with an M. Nicholas motherfucking Fury.
Yeah, let's go multiple choice.
That's my bad motherfucker.
Is it A, Josiah, B, Jadian, C, Jacob, or D, Joseph?
Go through those again.
A is Josiah, B is Jadian, C is Jacob, or D, Joseph.
I was really hoping that all of your options would not start with J. I knew it was Nicholas J. Fury, but I cannot, I'm not confident what it is.
The main thing to be confident in is to don't ever let him hear you say it.
Well, shit, now you just made me scared.
Shannon legitimately looks worried right now.
I have my answer, but it's very much a guess.
What was that second one again?
The second one was Jadian. I can't pronounce stuff. Is a weird name.
All right.
I know I'm wrong, but I'm going with my gut instinct here.
So
sometimes that's the best route to go. Kaz, you set? You're putting the marker down. I'm taking that as a yes. Shannon?
I'm pretty sure it's Joseph. But when you said that, it made me think, what's one of them stupid names like Josiah? But I'm going to stick with Joseph.
What if he just might not like hearing his middle name said?
That's true. I'm going to go with Joseph.
Shelby.
A.
Okay. Jesse.
I'm also going with Joseph.
Tanner.
Jacob.
And Kaz. You just wanted to go with the weird one.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to go with
Joseph at first, and I was like, and then, yeah, I had Joseph that first, was, and I was like, nah, this is weird.
Jettian was the first one I picked, and then I was like,
so, eh? The correct answer is D, Joseph.
I just stuck with it. Oh, well. I like my 4 points.
Yeah, I knew it was Joe. I was very confident it was Joseph or Jacob.
I had no idea.
And I was, yeah. Because I didn't remember it being like a super weird name.
As a bonus question, who was the first person to play Nicholas Fury in a live-action Marvel film?
Tanner's waving his hand.
Tanner, go ahead, tell him.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
I forgot about that. You told me that before. Which film was it in?
Nick Fury. Was it one of the... It was like a made-for-TV movie. Yeah.
Okay.
See, I thought of Christian Bale.
Can't all be Christian Bale, Kaz.
All right.
Feels like it.
I have a big nose.
I'm sorry. But if you guys get this one wrong, myself and at least one other person on this panel will be very disappointed in you. What is the name Drake Mallard's alter ego?
Oh, who? Fuck.
Is that the Duck and Duck Hunt?
Drake Mallard.
Well, she can't tell you, Kaz, because that would give away the answer now, wouldn't it? Drake
was the question.
Who is Drake Mallard's alter ego?
Yes.
Too many questions about ducks, not enough questions about horses.
If there's not a Mighty Duck question here somewhere, I'm going to be mad.
All right, everybody ready?
We set? We good?
All right.
Shannon?
Duck, wing, duck!
When there's trouble, you can call DW.
Duck, wing, duck! Duck, wing, duck!
Tanner?
Dark wing, duck.
And Kaz. I appreciate that just for the humor factor of it.
For those of you listening on Podzilla1985.com, he put Duck Hunt Duck.
The correct answer is Darkwing Duck.
He will now forever be known as Drake Mallard, the Duck Hunt Duck.
He will not take Darkwing Duck away from Drake Mallard.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh.
What name?
I
love
that I could see like Lindsay bobbing to the tune in her head as she was fucking like waiting for us.
I am very proud of myself for not humming it. I wanted to do really badly.
You go with that vibe cat and the Darkwing Duck.
Well, bad guys are out of luck. You know why? Darkwing Duck!
Yes. Okay. What name does Ursula go by when she poses as a human?
Fuck.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Roseanne Barr.
You give him all the points.
Multiple choice, please.
I would also like multiple choice,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
I think I know it, but I don't know. You threw it on the floor like a jerk.
No, it popped off.
Right here.
Are you guys okay?
No, yeah. Jesse's just throwing shit around over here.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, is it A, Victoria, B, Brenda, C, Vanessa, or D, Claire?
Okay. Also, I glanced over for a second, and whoever said Mariah Carey...
It was Michaela.
I'm revoking your horse license.
Bye-bye, horse.
Bye-bye, horse.
Yeah, Michaela, that's we got the wrong two sets.
Tanner set. Kaz is right. Okay, Shannon, what's your answer?
I'm going to guess Victoria.
Okay, Shelby.
I'm upset because I'm pretty sure it's Victoria, but I said Vanessa because I knew it was a V.
Jesse.
I also guessed Victoria because I thought it was a V and that sounded right.
Tanner.
Victoria as well.
And Kaz. Okay.
So before multiple choice happened, I thought spammy. I don't know why.
Spammy!
And then I started to write Victoria, and I got distracted. For some reason, wrote victory.
Well,
I mean, he's not wrong.
The good news is, Shelby's right. It's Vanessa.
Oh, shit!
Victory.
I was like, I know it's a V. Victoria sounded right, but Vanessa felt right.
It is Vanessa.
You got it.
And Vanessa was also voiced by Jodie Benson along with Ariel because Ursula was using Ariel's stolen pipes.
Don't think it should be spammy.
Dark.
Spammy. Or not just go for the obvious and it be divine.
Uh-huh.
So I pointed out earlier, there's no Mighty Duck question. I'm going to be real sad. Hamilton question could have been brought on here too.
They could have been, but Tanner, you would have been the only one to know the answer.
That's maybe the Cass. Point, Lindsay.
Maybe Cass.
If it were about the songs, like the ones that were on YouTube, I might have gotten that right because I've listened to the YouTube versions of a lot of them.
Fair enough.
And Hannah was going to be on the show.
I want to know why we haven't gotten one single goddamn Simpsons question.
Because there aren't any. I'm sorry. I didn't have time to find Simpsons questions.
I specifically said at the
beginning that they were going to be Disney, MCU, and Star Wars. We will do Simpsons at another point.
Technically, Simpsons is Disney.
They are, but I don't have time. So it will be another time. If you guys don't
destroy us all at Simpsons trivia.
Yeah, he will. He will completely destroy you. All right.
It will not be close.
No, probably not. In the first Iron Man film, what song plays at the beginning of the movie?
Oh, I know. I don't know.
Do you want multiple choice?
No, I'm going to take a guess. No, I
also wanted to.
How do I do this? I want to take a guess.
You can choose to answer before the multiple choice. Okay. You are committing to answering before that.
Yeah, but
and
how
if
would,
you are right, you will get 2 points.
All right, you're just going to have to trust me. You trust me?
Well, there was also the option we could just say, fuck them. And if they don't know it, if we get it right, because I also would like to answer, then we get 1 point, they don't even get a chance.
Yeah.
All right, Jess.
But honestly, I'd rather go for 2 points.
I'd rather go for 2 points.
I'm going to stay with what I got, even though I'm going to stay with what I got.
I'm going to stay with what
Shelby,
I got,
it
too.
It sounded like you're going to have to just take a guess. I'm sorry.
No, we can do multiple choice. Like, that's what we said. Me and Shannon said we'll go for 2 points.
Yeah, I'll go for 2 points.
Yeah, but Kaz is sticking with his, too, he said.
Yeah, but he can go for 2 points as well, right?
We'll go multiple choice.
I mean, multiple choice is fine with me.
You guys will get 2 points if you don't.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
If you're right without
doing it. I'm not getting it right anyway, so.
All right, Tanner, it's you're the last one. Do you want to refuse multiple choice?
I mean, they can do it. I'm not doing it.
All right. So I think Shelby and Kaz are the only two people going. No, wait. Shelby's the only one going for the multiple choice.
No, then I guess I'll fucking guess.
No, you can go multiple choice.
No, I'll guess.
I'm down for multiple choice.
Because I think maybe I know it.
All right. Well, if Shelby's not going multiple choice, then it'll just be worth 1 point.
All right. So my guess, and I don't know why it popped in my head, but I think I'm right. Back in Black.
I didn't finish writing it, but that's also what I was in the process of writing.
Okay. Jesse?
I'm 90% sure that Shannon is correct with Back in Black.
Tanner?
I'm going a different route. Hell's Bells.
And Kaz.
There's something about this that makes me feel like I was close. Maybe got back.
It is not Baby Got Back.
What? That was my second one.
An AC/DC song. It is Back in Black.
Damn, I was kind of close.
Yeah, Baby in Black.
There's two keys.
Yeah,
and it's all the syllables.
All I remember, I just
feel pleasant to write on. With
right, I feel like I just remember that.
AC/DC.
Yeah, I said I didn't know it, and then I.
They actually did play Iron Man in that movie
at the very, very end. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the credits.
I think Ciro had it right. Yeah, Baby Got Back in Black. Yeah.
Ciro, get on that mix.
See, that's pretty close.
Yes.
I wish he'd play Go Go Godzilla. That'd been awesome.
All right. What 80s film does Star-Lord believe to be the greatest movie ever?
Oh.
Fuck. Multiple choice.
God damn it, I know this.
Are we doing multi? Multi, multi, multi. Tanner's saying no.
I mean, they can. I'm not.
Okay.
I say multiple choice.
I'm going multiple.
Okay, Tanner is going for two. The rest of you are going to do, the guys are doing multiple choice.
Give me just a second here.
Okay.
Think quickly.
Yes.
Let's go multiple choice.
Okay, multiple choice. Is it A, Top Gun? B, Dirty Dancing? C, Footloose? Or D, Ghostbusters?
I know what it should be.
Is there something strange?
I don't know.
In your galaxy.
I'm going to... Fuck.
Lindsay, I'm very upset that your multiple choice didn't eliminate the two movies that I was stuck between.
Good. That means I did good, because this is one of the ones I made up myself without stealing from another quiz.
All right, so my instinct says Top Gun, just because Flyboy, Spaceboy, and all that stuff, but I feel like that's not right. I'm going to go with Dirty Dancing.
Okay. Shelby?
I said Footloose.
That was what I wanted to go with.
I also think it's Dirty Dancing, the great Patrick Swayze.
Okay. Tanner?
Everybody cut loose. Footloose.
Cat.
First, I thought Breakfast Club, but then I went Footloose.
It is Footloose.
Shit.
God. Boom!
Damn it!
Tanner gets the point.
Yeah. That is like, I changed mine at the last second. Like, I had Footloose. Because he was teaching Gamora how to dance.
Yep.
And that's what I was like, it's Dirty Dancing, it's Footloose.
Kevin Bacon.
I'm sorry.
I thought he said something about Patrick Swayze. And that's why I changed it to Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing is a better film.
Kevin Bacon.
Fuck. I should have stuck with my gut.
Dirty Dancing's better.
I knew this one as soon as she asked the question. I was like, I know that one.
It's what, you remember this old movie, like Footloose? Yeah. Is it still the greatest movie ever? It never was.
It never was.
All right, Tanner, we're going to make your night right now. In D2, the sequel to Mighty Ducks, the team sings what Queen song around a campfire during the credits?
Okay, there's only one answer, so I'm going to guess without any help.
It can't be that easy, right?
It is. It's a fucking Disney kids movie. It's that easy.
This movie introduced an entire generation... entire new generation to this song and this band.
You're not wrong. I am also going to say I am extremely excited for the new Mighty Ducks TV series.
Yeah, right? Same. It looks real good.
Especially after learning that episode 6 is going to have a handful of the original ducks in it.
Did you see the picture?
So, yes, I did. I'm totally excited. Although I could have swore that the one they're calling Guy's name was Gee.
It is Gee.
What about the one that was all fucked up on meth?
I think he got clean. He's probably not in this. Yeah.
I don't think he's in the... He ain't coming back for the sequel.
He's clean now.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
meth does that.
Meth will do that.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
Are we set?
Yes.
Yes. Goldberg, ready? He's clean now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he is clean now. Shannon?
So, Bohemian Rhapsody was obviously the Wayne's World song, so it's not that one. The only other answer that it could be is We Will Rock You, and it's a sports movie, so it's got to be We Will Rock You.
Shelby?
Now I'm sad, because I'm pretty sure it was We Are the Champions, isn't it? Pretty sure.
Jesse, is that your guess? We Are the Champions?
Damn, that's a good one.
We Are the Champions at the end of the movie. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap.
That's We Will Rock You.
I was hoping Jesse was going to say that was the name of the song.
Sorry.
You remember that?
Sitting around the campfire, I paid my due.
Technically, they're the same song.
No, they are not.
No, they're not.
Directly into each other.
And also, I think they're right.
Kaz also has We Are the Champions. And it is indeed We Are the Champions that the group sings.
I did not.
Take that, Bad Kermit.
I did not listen to the part where she said they were around the campfire. I'm going to be honest. I
also did not listen to that part. So.
I didn't even see the movie.
I screwed up then.
I didn't even see the movie, but it's Disney, and it's about sports ball or puck. I was like, they're probably champions. Because
keep drinking, Cass. Just take another drink.
Song title is We Will Rock You / We Are the Champions.
Ah, but they're on separate tracks.
No, they are not.
The album I looked at had them separate.
On every album I own of Queen,
if it plays on the radio, it's We Will Rock You followed by We Are the Champions. It's the same song.
Well, then they're just playing them together.
I want a half point.
Yeah, I thought they were just
I want a half point.
No.
I would also like a half point.
I demand a half point.
I'm pretty sure on the fucking album, though, there are two separate tracks.
Shelby, please.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking up the album right now because it's downloaded on
guys.
My system.
Guys, I'm kidding. I don't care.
Including a vinyl.
I trust you. I don't care.
Right. I'm just curious at this point. Like, you guys are almost certainly correct.
Because I mean, that's one of the questions I made up because I knew what the answer
was.
Trying
to find. I was hoping it would show up there.
Because I pulled it off one of their first greatest hits album that they pulled
champions.
Out.
We are the champions.
Yep, it is a separate
track.
And
we will rock you. Yep.
It's two completely different beat systems.
Oh, actually, hold up. We Will Rock You was released as the B side of We Are the Champions.
So they're on the same record, but they're not the same song.
And literally on the opposite sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Ciro, you can have a point.
I think
also, it's a different beat structure. It's a different cadence.
I think we got time for one more question, and then we got to wrap it up.
One more?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
I think Tanner's taking over the lead here. No.
Well, if you remember how well he did during the first Jeopardy games, I'm okay with letting him win this one.
Okay. All right, last question of the night. What does Genie ask Aladdin to wish for right after Aladdin sets him free?
A live action movie that's superior to the original? He got it. He got his wish.
Not even doing multiple choice because why?
Multiple.
You guys want multiple choice?
Yeah.
Nope. I think I've got my guess. I'm going to go for 2 points.
Okay.
See if I can pass up T-Bear here.
Kaz and Jesse are going for those of you doing multiple choice. Is it A, the Colosseum, B, the Himalayas, C, the Nile, or D, the Pyramids?
Fuck.
What? What, he wished for them? What do you mean?
He asks him to wish for it after Genie is freed.
Genie asks him to wish for it?
Yeah, like after he's free, he's like, wish for something.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
But he keeps going. That's fine.
Wish for anything. That's what I thought you were going for.
Wish for the blank.
He says something specific.
Can you say the four again?
I remember him
can
saying something. Again? Wish for something, anything. Wish for blank.
What are the four again?
Because he literally says, wish for anything.
But he says something specific in the same sentence.
After that.
What are the four?
I gave them to you. A, the Colosseum.
Okay.
B, the Himalayas. C, the Nile. Or D, the Pyramids.
Okay. I got mine.
Which is it?
Is everybody else ready? Set?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say D, the Pyramids, because of like sand and shit.
Shelby? Nile?
The Himalayas.
Jesse, are you sticking with anything?
I can't change it, right? Like, yeah, I was going to.
You can't.
I argue that I am technically correct.
That is the best kind of correct.
That wasn't the end of that line.
Doesn't matter. He said wish for anything.
The Nile.
Tanner, I can't, okay.
And my marker's running out.
I said a Will Smith.
That's what I said. And it was right.
The answer is the Nile. Because he goes, make a wish. Wish for anything. Wish for the Nile.
And then
Aladdin's like, I wish for the Nile, and he's like, get out of here.
No, he says wish for anything because I'm in denial that he's not the genie anymore.
That's not what he says.
The idea is he wants to say no.
Right.
Like he says wish for anything.
I'm in denial.
Something.
Right.
And yeah, then he says no. Ha! I did it.
No. Of course, this ends in controversy.
It always does. Football game. What's the final scores? Give Tanner his fucking fantasy handy.
Tanner gets to win this one.
Actually, he did. Yep. Tanner wins with 13 points.
Oh, he's cursed.
Shannon and Jesse were tied at 12.
We really won.
Shelby had 10, and Kaz, you had 5.
Five! Tanner, no, five Zach, you points. Did not win. And no, Zach, you are not in the kill cam. Oh, you're never in
the
kill cam.
Says he wins.
He always says that. Okay. That's
Jesse
gonna
had to make sure that was
what I was just,
oh, I'm well aware.
I want to see the exact line. I just wanted to see like where he said like wish for anything.
I saw the screen light up on Jesse's face and he looked intense. I knew he was checking it out.
I just wanted to see if he actually said, I understand that he asked for more specifics. He did ask to wish for the Nile. I just wanted to see if I remembered it correctly that he said wish for anything.
I think he still said he's in
denial.
We would have
done one more. We would have had 20 questions. We did 19.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do one more. Then Tanner can still lose. Let's do one more.
No!
Let's do one more. One
more. Let's go. You already said we were out of time.
No, do one more.
Do one more.
Do one more. One more.
All right. One more. I'm not being picky.
One more question. One more question.
Yeah.
All right. Your last question is a Marvel question.
Fuck.
And you automatically get all four because it's a which of these is not type question.
Shit.
In Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which of the following does Rocket not get called? A smelly chinchilla. B, a triangle-faced monkey. C, a trash panda. Or D, a rat.
Okay, go through those again.
A smelly chinchilla. B, a triangle-faced monkey. C, a trash panda. Or D, a rat.
All right, I got mine, but mine's going to be wrong.
I got mine, and I am not confident in it.
I'm pretty sure
But honestly, because it was multiple choice, the best we can hope to do is tie, Tanner. So I'm really bummed that this was a multiple choice question.
And I picked it at random, so I didn't, like...
All right, everybody ready?
Be picky.
All right.
Set.
So...
Kaz, you ready?
I said rat, because all the other ones had extra stuff with it, and that's the only one that sounded different. So I figured that's the right answer. It's D, rat.
Shelby?
I said trash panda.
Oh, he definitely called him a trash
panda. Definitely called him a trash panda, yeah.
What's trash panda? Stop calling me a raccoon. I'm sorry.
Ah, that was what it was. God damn it.
I went with A.
The smelly chinchilla?
Smelly chinchilla, because the only ones I was sure about was the triangle-faced monkey and the...
Trash panda?
Trash panda. Actually, trash panda was the only one I was super confident in.
Same.
Yeah, Tanner has also chosen chinchilla.
So did Kaz.
And Kaz has also chosen chinchilla. The correct answer is smelly chinchilla. So damn. Tanner, you still win.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Tanner. Let's give it up for Tanner.
I got two hands.
Congratulations, Tanner.
Good job, buddy.
All right.
Promoted.
That's going to do it for us tonight here on the show. We hope you guys had a wonderful time.
Fucking Hunter wasn't here to witness it, damn it.
It's on the internet, baby.
I mean, we can do round two tomorrow if we want.
We're fucking doing it.
And I will tell you, there is at least one horse question in there. I just didn't pull it.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you had a wonderful time. I'm going to go play Call of Duty briefly while I still can. I got to try out that new crossbow.
I'm going to go watch more Saved by the Bell.
So, thank you, Lindsay, for putting the game together. Congratulations to Tanner for winning, technically. And we will see you guys tomorrow on an all new Horse Time right here on Podzilla 1985. Guys, thank you. We love you so very, very much. We really, really do. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care of yourselves. Later.